from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy. It's hour four of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And look at this. We are now just 20 minutes away from the expressway. Eric Nadel is going to join us, and then it'll be time for your phone calls. It's what you drinking and what you thinking here on a training camp football Friday. Are you kidding me? It's as good as it gets. All right, we got an edition of football's finest
coming up. You guys looking forward to getting home?
Oh, jeez.
To some extent, for kinda. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got some great kids.
Yeah, can't wait to see the
my kids. My kids, like, growing up, and he didn't care about me.
I would love to go home, see Eliza and Maya, and then fly right back. That's what I would like to do. Like, spend the weekend at home, come right back, and watch practice with you for the week. Go back for the weekend, come back. Or kind of plan it out when they have good practices.
No, you guys have got
skip the mock games and the off days and be back home with the fam.
I'll be on TV tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
They got me on the like blue and white scrimmage thing.
Oh, nice. So I'm gonna
get a G-Bag Nation reference in there.
Oh, that's why you shaved your beard and tried to get yourself. You were getting a little scraggly there for a second.
You know what? I did shave today. But, yeah, I've got to do some TV. But I'll make sure I work in some G-Bag
Nation. Good for you, man.
105.3 The Fan.
Our training camp coverage, which Brian will single-handedly take the torch from here and carry it through the finish line for us, is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. I actually am coaching in the morning at 9 a.m., so our red-eye lands at like 4. Whoa. I'm trying to get 2 hours of sleep. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'm looking forward to a return to normalcy sometime by Sunday evening, but tomorrow is daunting.
You do a good job of sleeping on the plane because you got that ghost attire you wear.
That's right.
Yeah, I looked over there.
Ghost attire?
Yeah, yeah, he throws this like he's got a dark blanket he throws over the top of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shields me from the AC, which gets me too cold, but it also creates this dome-like effect where I'm in my
dark.
Own world. Yes, and it's dark.
I'm in my own world.
So it's
and then like
it's right where so you good. Be.
And like buff
so
and buffed man is not like
balls
buff
on
man.
This is all falling into place like my last 4 or 5 airplane trips, and I love it. I would recommend it to anybody. Well, you know, especially if you got a little anxiety or the AC bothers you, boom.
Maybe I'm hoping that Eric like like the plane is not like blowing into his right shoulder.
I don't think we have fancy seats for this.
There's probably not going to be too many people on this jet.
I think you guys are towards the front of the
Friday night.
Front of the bus, right?
With the sixth row?
Absolutely, yeah. We are. It is time now for an addition to the finest. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Getting a lot of love for the Casey's Pizza, man. A lot of people texting in that they've experienced the
Casey's
Pizza.
I don't know
pizza.
About that.
The fuel stop is coming in North Texas, and we will all get a chance to try that pizza. And they do say that breakfast pizza is pretty legit, so just throwing that out there. I also wanted to mention that IHOP's serving up all-you-can-eat pancakes for $5 now. They're trying to help the budget-friendly family meals.
Oh, man.
So you can just hammer home as many pancakes as you want for $5 at IHOP.
What's the breakfast pizza?
That's just going to be like a gravy.
Egg, bacon, sausage.
Gravy sauce. And then eggs and cheese and, whatever.
Give me the skillet instead of the pizza.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that kind of thing, give me the skillet instead of the pizza.
I feel with you on that.
Okay, we know we had Brian Schottenheimer on yesterday, and he said they were going to have their coaches' team dinner that Mike McCarthy was going to be floating the bill for.
Yeah.
And apparently, wherever they were at their dinner, it was Adam Sandler that was also there, and he apparently made a bit of a cameo appearance at their dinner table and started cracking jokes and probably doing impressions and stuff like that. So that's a cool deal. Maybe they were at Nobu or whatever.
Okay, yes. Did you see the background? Did you see the picture?
Yeah, it kind of looks
like it might be Nobu.
Gives that vibe.
I was going to ask you if you thought
that might be Yes Boo. Sorry. It's Friday. Shoot or shoot, baby.
Yes Boo.
Oh, and that's...
Don't give him a damn bomb for that.
All right, we're gonna start. We're gonna start with Broadus on this, and we're gonna see.
No, you're not.
Who's the first one that can do what Tyler Guyton allegedly did yesterday?
I'm not spelling hippopotamus
during Cowboys team.
I don't know how to spell
Jeopardy. Get your fingers away.
I'm looking it up.
Hands up.
No, I'm cheating. I'm cheating.
Hippo. HIPPO. Potamus. POTUMAS.
No.
A-S? No, you screwed that up.
Oh,
okay,
what part of it?
Broadus is out. Dawson, your try.
POTAMUS, Potamus. Add the hippo on it.
How many P's are in hippo?
So
I went two.
It's HIPPO.
Yeah.
And then the Potamus, which you just spelled. Put it together, we did it.
POTAMUS.
POTAMUS.
Okay. Right. Nice job.
HIPPOPATUMUS.
That's what Dak Prescott.
Hey.
That was the first thing that came to mind for Dak at the podium a few minutes ago when asked about Tyler Guyton, just how smart he is
to
at
Dak,
Jeopardy and spelling.
He and I, it just means more.
Yeah.
SEC. 100%. We can spell that.
That's right.
And you couldn't spell it.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
I gave you MISSISIPPI.
Bang.
How about that?
Nailed that one, yeah.
How about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always have it. That's Dick Van Dyke.
Nerd.
Song. Yeah.
How about Mary Poppins?
Yeah. Hum diddle hum di eye, hum diddle hum di eye.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Help. You got to do like in a high like British voice.
What the hell is happening?
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. You got to say it kind of like 40-20.
These were Disney moves from our childhood.
Oh, I grew up on Mary Poppins. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Like we were saying it. And
those are geezer jams.
I'm not going to sit in here and ruin your singing session. That was beautiful. You guys nailed that. I felt like it was best to sit down.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim- back in the day, yes, those were, you guys, oh, give me this Jack Reacher thing, whatever that is. You know, you guys talking about that crap.
Don't S on Jack.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher's great.
Jack Reacher's also not a kid's movie.
Jack Reacher's bad.
That's, what I'm, that's exactly what I'm saying.
There's no comparison there, Brian.
I'm just saying.
It's the CTE.
No, no. They're
gonna, it's the CTE.
No, no. They're going to, like, they're going to talk.
How many headshots did you take?
I tell you what, there were a couple of times where I was looking out my ear hole.
took more back shots,
we can
probably.
Tell.
Hey, can you spell cocaine?
No.
Okay. Brandon Jacobs came.
No.
Here's the story. You've heard about the cocaine bear. The original cocaine giant was, of course, Lawrence Taylor. But apparently, yep, the old, like, 270-pound running back, Brandon Jacobs.
Yes. He hard to tackle.
He has, yes. Well, he's even harder to tackle, apparently, when he's in high school doing cocaine before games.
Here he admitted it?
Here he is sharing the story.
Skrr! Hold up. He did a line of cocaine before a game in high school.
Dude.
What?
Absolutely. Wait a minute.
It was one of my homeboys that graduated the year before me. I was walking into the weight room. He said, hey, what I got? Talk. What you got? I'm like, I got that white girl. I'm like, oh, for real? You want to try? I'm like, yeah. Oh,
for real?
You try.
Man, you said, I'm a dibbling dabber.
Yeah. What game was it? What was the game?
338, four touchdowns. Killed it. I destroyed it. I destroyed it.
Crazy.
It was easy. I felt like I was the only one out there.
Nah.
I ain't never did it again.
Nah, man.
I should have did it again.
It's risky business.
He did it the next week.
Yeah. 4TD. Yeah.
Bro, imagine trying to tackle this in high school.
Imagine trying to tackle this cocaine. What are you talking about? Come on. He got a bald head. What are we talking about? He don't care. He doesn't care.
Oh, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. 338 yards and four touchdowns. I don't know what his dimensions were as a high school running back, but in the NFL, you're talking about 6'4", 265 pounds. The idea of that being coked tough. Out, running all over a bunch of 15- and 16-year-old kids, Ooh. My goodness gracious.
Get him going wide.
We need to get that. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm 15 years old, and he's coked out, Broadus. I'm not getting him going anywhere other than through my face.
Not to mention.
Where did he go to high school?
As he stumbles for another 338
Eric,
yards.
Can you give me a little where he went to high school, please?
I know he ran for 8.6 yards per carry in high school as a senior. I mean, he's
majority of which were not high on cocaine.
That's what he says. But he's basically running a first down carry. I mean, it's like,
what
dude,
were you trying
was
to
amazing.
Say?
That?
Southern Illinois.
Where did he go to high school? Is Southern Illinois?
No. In Chicago area?
Hmm.
As we figure that out, we'll stick in Chicago.
Usually Dawson's pretty good at this stuff.
Yeah, that was a fail.
Have you ever seen quarterbacks practice sliding on a
Napoleonville, Louisiana?
What?
He's a Louisiana guy.
Napoleonville, my gosh.
He's a Bayou Bengal.
I didn't know that.
Have you ever seen Broadus at
slip and slides, yes. Quarterbacks, yes.
Okay, so this is not a new age thing that the Bears just unveiled?
Not at all.
Because they got Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent and all their quarterbacks practicing sliding, and they're using a slip and slide to do it. I didn't know if this was just a fun
I've seen this done at Major League Baseball training camp. Not the Rangers, but I've seen videos of them slip and slides, teaching them how to slide in the outfield and stuff like that.
I'm guessing that the Washington football team did not do this for Robert Griffin III. Whenever he was there. Remember, he couldn't slide. Yeah. He just didn't have,
a problem.
Sliding capabilities. And then here comes Haloti Ngata. Boom!
Yep.
There's your knee.
My guy at LSU that's now at the Commanders has trouble sliding. He gets crushed. Our new quarterback at the Commanders.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels
better get he better get a slip and slide out there, because I'm concerned for his health.
I'm just telling you guys, I've got to get your kids a slip and slide.
We got one. My kids love the slip and slide.
Do you have kind of like a downhill to make it work really well?
Well, they're still young enough to where it's just working right now. But I'm sure 3 or 4
Let
years from now,
what,
my oldest will be like, come on, more of a challenge.
Yeah, if you could figure out how to get it going downhill.
Get that speed going.
Get the speed. Like you're running like your miles that, you know, our gymnast gal flying. And then you hit the slip and slide, and you could just go, and you just go off the end of it and slide on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's even better.
Yeah.
But I might have to get you one.
No, I love that. I mean, if you
you got to get an angle.
Yeah, you got that angle.
Just
going.
The flat, just flat. It doesn't work as
perfect
well.
Perfect world. You got some type of slope that finishes you into the pool.
Yeah,
you know.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, but you don't want to go too where you're like skipping like a rock across the pool.
That'd be kind of
and
sick.
into the wall.
Yeah. Oh no, you got to have.
Somebody's going to break something eventually with that.
What you need is a park with a good hill on it.
Bingo.
You
know?
Yeah.
And you put two or three
and a water source and a water source.
The kids are having the time of their life.
Reports out of Philadelphia.
Great exercise, too, hiking up that hill. Yeah, sorry, Chief.
No, you're good. Philadelphia reports that it's probably the best Jalen Hurts has ever looked in his 5 years training.
Is that from our guy with the Philadelphia Shore Parks?
Was it?
No, that was from...
If it's not from Shore Parks, I'm not believing it.
NBC Rube. Who was on the WID
Morning
Show.
Frank?
Yeah, it's probably Ruben Frank.
No, well, Ruben's Frank.
He hates me.
Yeah.
Makes it more credible.
Understandable.
Take a number.
Yeah. And they actually had, dude, at their open practice, they held it at their actual stadium.
Yeah.
They had 50,000 people show up for that practice.
And they booed them. Philadelphia. They booed them there.
You got nothing better to do in Philadelphia.
Hey, boo!
I'm sure Kellen Moore has Jalen Hurts throwing the ball 5 yards at a time, so his completion percentage and his interception numbers are down. And in training camp, it's like, look, man, ball's not hitting the floor.
It's the best that they said it Hurts has looked.
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. That's what your guy Rube said.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally.
In between bites of a sandwich.
I've had this. Are you fat shaming Rube?
Why, yes, I am.
Oh, he is.
I am going right there.
He is doing that.
Because he would do the same to me.
Yeah.
They would fat shame each other.
Yeah. Just
he's got like a tasty cake shoved in his face right now. Best that Hurts has looked. Don't mind the tasty cake falling out of my mouth.
Tasty cake.
That's like the official thing of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Tasty cakes.
That's a G-bag of the day nominee.
You got a pretzel over there for me?
Hey, yeah, Medford, let's go ahead and get that one for G-bag of the day so we can remove the current
champion.
I vote
for it for Monday.
Yeah, I do too.
It's gotten into you, Ryan.
CT, man.
He's got that leaving us excitement or us leaving him excitement.
He's like, I got an hour left.
I'm just trying to show good energy today.
I'm proud. I'm proud and impressed.
Yeah.
You're doing it, man.
I appreciate that.
All right, in front of me right here, courtesy of Warren Sharp, I have the highest expected points per drop back since 2019. In the fourth quarter, when you're down by one score, okay, and there's only 7 minutes left in the game. So this is like a very... Just like
this is crunch time. This is
a very specific crunch time deal. You're trailing in the fourth quarter. Less than half the quarter remains, and you, the quarterback, got to go be a badass. This is
Rodgers.
This is highest expected points added per drop back. This is over the last half decade. This is 5 years worth of sample size.
Rodgers,
Dak,
Purdy.
Okay,
Mahomes.
Rodgers is 17th.
What?
Mahomes is 8th.
Allen.
Jared Goff.
Jackson.
Jared Goff is 10th. Lamar Jackson is number one on the list.
Lamar.
Football guy.
Surprising because you think about like the Ravens have been a team that, for the most part under Lamar, they get a lead early and then they just end up winning the game because they've been up so much. Yeah. It's always been like, hey, if you get on Baltimore, can he throw them back into the game? And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're coming back and winning
these
games. But
they've got a field goal kicker, too.
I also wonder what – that's also a great point.
They got a 60-yard field goal kicker.
This is just specifically towards the quarterback, your expected points
but
added
saying,
every time you drop back.
They get points because of the field goal dude, too.
But maybe opportunity, like how many times, you know, the in terms of like sample size, like maybe in Alex, we had that stat 21 times. I think it's been, what, 3 years since they played in a game where they lost by more than 6 points?
Mm-hmm.
So he's constantly in those situations.
Allen?
Maybe Lamar, because they're blowing teams out. That's like, what, out of... 7 times.
You calling out Sharp?
A 30. Well, that's just numbers for you.
No, that's
fair.
That's
just stats.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's inexact, but you do have a Joe Burrow's number 2. Now, here's a great example of small sample size. Jordan Love, number 3.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
Only there you over go. Just last season. Pat Mahomes was 8. Josh Allen was 7. And then it was, I mean, Dak was at 23.
Okay.
The worst in the sport over the last 5 years,
was
not Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Zach Wilson was 30th. This is out of 36 eligible
quarterbacks. Wait. This is Mitch Trubisky land.
It's not. Oh. It's not.
Oh.
This is a guy who's still, this guy has ties to Trubisky, though.
Nathan Peterman.
Not Nathan
Justin
Peterman.
Fields.
Justin Fields, Gavin Dawson,
oh,
football guy
no.
of the day
no,
for the final day
my...
in Oxnard,
no.
California.
Wait.
He gets to wear that award all weekend long until Monday.
I guess Lamar Jackson. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I get football guy?
You did say Lamar Jackson.
I told you Jalen Hurts couldn't play a year ago.
Brian is begging.
Now people are finally coming around to it.
Fine, brought his participation.
I did the thumbs.
You did the thumb?
I did it all.
How you started, how you finished.
I didn't realize he did the thumbs.
I go, I'm football guy, and you just kept on talking.
Thumbed himself.
Right. We have co-winners here.
Our training camp coverage continues here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll see who's the best football guy next.
I want my trophy.
We got to talk baseball. Eric Nadel joins you, and then it's time for What You Drinking.
And What You Thinking
at 877-881-1053, and we're back in the Nation. Welcome back, Nation. It is a Quentin Tom and a Friday. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. It'll be time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. But right now, we chat baseball with Eric Nadel, as we do every Friday during the baseball season. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's also brought to you by the On Time Experts. And here is Eric Nadel, presented by Tylock George Eye Care. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am in the little village of Calicoon, New York.
Okay.
Which is up in the Catskill Mountains, and I'm on my way to a summer camp reunion for Camp Equinox, a summer camp I attended 7 years when I was a kid. And this is our 60th reunion. I've never been to one because they're always during the baseball season. But now that I don't do all the games, I'm going for the first time, and several of my buddies from 60 years ago are here. And I'm getting a really weak cell signal. Hopefully you're hearing me clearly.
Yeah, we got everything in that sentence. You know, it was definitely good enough. You said 60 years ago. Have you seen any of these people since then? I think we're losing Eric. I think we got the report from Eric, though. We know exactly what he's doing. Would you ever do something like that?
I think it'd be fun.
60 years after the
fact, I've gone to 40. I did my 40 high school.
You did your 40 high school. You do your yearly buddies Fisher's trip, right?
I do my buddies for the, we do it in June.
Or the lake hangout.
And I would do, and my LSU teammates all get together for a game, which I haven't been able to go because I'm doing Cowboys pre- and post-game show, but you know, one of those times, hopefully I'll get to catch it.
Let's see if Eric rejoins us. But, I mean, with the Rangers tonight, pregame coming up in just over an hour now, I mean, how high is your level of concern with the rotation now that you have Lorenzen gone, John Gray hurt, Max Scherzer? Suddenly, I think you're looking at like three healthy starters, and, you know, Malley and DeGrom, they can't get here soon enough.
Yeah, man, this is going to be a little bit grind time as you wait to get Malley back, as you you cross your fingers on DeGrom at some point, perhaps late August or in September. But yeah, something that was felt like a little bit more of a strength, but that's something they've had to deal with. I mean, Lorenzen hadn't been pitching all that well. You know, Gray's had some of his struggles, and he's now obviously going to be dealing with what he's got going on. Scherzer, a little bit, the inconsistencies are starting to pop up. So yeah, that just adds even more pressure to your lineup.
Yeah.
at 877-881-1053. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It is time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, at 877-881-1053. Are the Cowboys going to go ahead and do this, or are they going to go ahead and miss the playoffs? What's more likely, get to the NFC Championship game or miss the playoffs? And, you know, with these Texas Rangers, if I could give you a time machine right now, you could go back to last week and you could tell CY one thing, what would you tell him? Would you say, hey, man, it's not going to go well. You might as well be sellers here at the trade deadline. How do you look at what's left of this Ranger season at 877-881-1053? Before we get to your phone calls, Cowboys, Rangers, really whatever you want to talk about, let's go around the room and talk about what we're drinking and what we're thinking. I'm currently working on a 12-ounce Diet Pepsi. Thanks to Jerry and the Cowboys for and having that vending machine over there in the
providing
VIP.
Providing that for you, yeah.
It's been very nice to raid. You know, and I'm thinking, I've seen enough to be hopeful with these Cowboys. And, you know, we'll obviously get a more of a look here. But the linebackers, you know, I think they need Linval Joseph, a big defensive tackle, to help them in the run game from the line of scrimmage. But with their rookie tackle, you know, I think maybe the building blocks are there. I don't know about this year. I'm willing to come around on this year, but maybe they've done enough right this year where optimistic days are ahead. Brian, what do you think? What are you drinking? What
yeah, I'm having a Deja Blue, which is the official water of the Dallas Cowboys. And again, thank you for Jerry and the family for providing those for us. What I'm thinking is, though, I really do like what Mike Zimmer's doing defensively here.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how good this offensive line can be. And I think I'll have an idea this time next week after the Rams scrimmage and practice where they're working against other defensive tackles, some other edge guys, and kind of get an idea, can they run the ball against somebody else other than your own group? And how is this all going to play out? I like the young left tackle. I liked what I heard from Brock Hoffman here. He's clearly going to win this job right now because I think Cooper Beebe, the learning curve is pretty steep for him. Not to say that Cooper Beebe can't do it, but I think this is Brock Hoffman's job. But I'm interested to see this time next week. I think I have a little bit better understanding of this offensive line, but I like the young tackle over there on that left side.
Yeah, I think at this point, if Cooper Beebe hasn't figured out that footwork type stuff, you've been working on this for months now.
The learning curve is it was a lot steeper than I thought. I thought that there was going to be a learning curve for Guyton, and there still could be. But the fact that Beebe has had to learn how to play center again, I think it's going to take a little
time.
You
got to be extra quick. You got to be extra smooth. I think maybe it's not given enough credit how difficult it is to get your hand down there on the ground and do that in such a stout, powerful package, be able to get up and snap back and not have it take your momentum to where you're getting pushed over now. That is an elite special thing that you almost have to be genetically selected for. There's not a lot of guys that could learn how to be an NFL center. You got to be built for it. And if you're not, if you're only built to stand there and wait for it like a traditional guard or something, then I imagine they'll have a job for him in mind here in the next season or two, right? The way the Zach Martin's trending.
Yeah.
Okay, Woolchuck, what you drinking? What you thinking?
I've just been drinking some water, but I do. I guess I'm thinking like as we come to a close here at training camp, you know, you take a step back from it all. It's freaking badass to get to come out here. Like, yeah. I mean, to be able to come out here and cover my favorite team as a child, it's a blessing. And I'm looking forward to the Rangers kicking ass and winning this series this weekend as well.
Eric, drinking, thinking?
Drinking water. And, yeah, I think overall, I mean, it's coming out of here with a little bit more optimism than what I arrived here with. I think other than can you stop the run and can you run the football, which are huge things for sure.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more questions on top of those coming here. And I think many of them have been solved. So overall, my optimism is considerably
at least
higher
addressed,
than what
it was. Right?
Addressed. Yeah, the pass catchers, the linebackers, the defense is looking good. I like what Zimmer's bringing to the table, as you mentioned, like all that stuff. I think it's working, and the Guyton stuff just puts the cherry on top of okay. There's a bit of a foundation here that we can work with.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls in just a couple of minutes. But Eric Nadell joins us now from the mountains of rural New York. And a good evening once again, sir. Do we got you?
I think I have found a place where the Wi-Fi can actually sustain a phone call.
Very nice. Yeah, well, I mean, when you last left us, it was a wonderful setup to a story. I don't know if there's anything else you could tell us about this, but going back to a summer camp reunion from people that you knew 60 years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is a summer camp, too, where every year we would go to Cooperstown on a road trip. It was like the highlight of the summer for us. So when I started going to Cooperstown with the Rangers to play in the Hall of Fame game, you know, and then for my weekend there with the Frick Award, you know, I'd already been to Cooperstown a number of times and loved the place. But as a kid, can you imagine going there like as an 11, 12, 13-year-old, actually seeing a major league game played in little Doubleday Field, getting to meet some of the players? It was just, it was paradise. It was just, it was baseball heaven for us little kids.
I imagine now that any of your other buddies from back then grow up to have any careers in baseball or other sports?
No, we've got a doctor, we've got a lawyer, we've got a couple of teachers, a couple of business type people, but I was the only one who wound up in any form of sports.
So you got to kind of be a celebrity. They're going to love. I mean, because these are baseball minded people, aren't they?
Well, one of the conditions as we were trying to recruit people to come this weekend was that I would bring my World Series ring.
Yes.
There you go.
They would all get a chance to wear the ring and get their picture taken with the ring and feel it. So it is buried in the bowels of my overnight bag since I'm still not really comfortable wearing it. I'm afraid I'm going to break it, lose it, somehow screw the thing up.
Well, do you get to go to the White House next week with the team? We just saw that got announced.
I guess so. You know, I just saw the story today. I read Evan's story. I didn't know anything about it. You know, I have been to the White House when President Bush was president and George W. invited us to come. So I've actually been there. And originally the Rangers were supposed to go or thought they were going to go earlier in the year when they went to Philadelphia. Mm. And I didn't go on that trip partially because I wanted to let Jared go to the White House. He'd never been. And since he replaced me on the trip, I figured he'd get to go to the White House. And then it never came to pass, you know, with campaigning and, you know, whatever else President Biden was going through. It never happened. So now that it's happening and I'm kind of committed to going on the trip, I haven't talked to anybody about that. But, you know, I'd love to find a way for Jared to go instead of me. But, yeah, I guess I'll get to go.
It's Eric Nadel here with you on 105.3 The Fan. How are you looking at this pitching staff right now with who they lost at the deadline and injuries slowing them down a little bit? Do they have enough to bridge the gap for reinforcements?
I think so. You know, a lot will depend on how good Tyler Mahle is when he comes back. You know, I think he's ready to start a game next week, you know, maybe even in the Astros series. How effective he's going to be remains to be seen. You know, he was really good last year, but when a guy's coming back, you know, from a Tommy John, and he's, you know, easing his way back into it, you know, he's not necessarily, you know, in peak form. So I think that's going to be one of the keys. And also when DeGrom comes back, hopefully in September, you know, does he come back as the Jacob DeGrom, or is he a guy who's just kind of building back up to being Jacob DeGrom? But, you know, I feel a lot better about the pitching than I do about the hitting. You know, I'm still a little disappointed that they weren't able to pick up a hitter at the trading deadline. That DH spot has been such a black hole. You know, we might have beaten that horse to death this week talking about it. But, you know, the Rangers rank in DH production is way, way down. You know, the OPS for the DHs is under 600, you know, compared to the league average, which is well over 700. They have 9 home runs from the DH position, 40-some RBIs, you know, and a really low batting average. You know, if they could have gotten, you know, a Yandy Diaz or a Mike Yastrzemski or one of the many guys who were rumored, I think it would have made a big difference. But now you don't have those guys, so the guys you have here have to start picking it up. You know, whether it's Duran, you know, he's probably the best hope to get some production out of that spot. Whether it's him or Grossman or Jankowski, you know, somebody's got to produce in that spot in the lineup because they're not getting Evan Carter back.
How many hitters do they need to step up legitimately to make this a high-powered offense that we could feel good about?
It's a good question. You know, if Adolis steps up, not as many. But you still need some production from the bottom of the order, and that's where, you know, Heim and Taveras, you know, really need to turn their seasons around. Nate Lowe, I think, already has turned his season around. Langford is probably what he is right now. You know, a rookie who's going to hit about 240 and hit a home run every now and then. you know, you can't really demand him to be better. Simeon's got to be better, you know, than he's been up to this point. But the bottom of the order, again, I focus on Hyman and Tavares. And again, that DH spot, whoever's in it.
Is it too much to hope for?
Not necessarily. You know, you're talking about a two-month period here, you know, and guys who have done it before, certainly for periods of 2 and 3 months. And, you know, the next 2 weeks are really going to be hard. You know, you've got a really tough schedule with Boston and Houston at home and then New York and Boston on the road. And later in the month, you know, you've got Minnesota. You know, they're in a playoff position. You got Cleveland. They're in a playoff position. Pittsburgh's fighting for a playoff spot. You know, these next few weeks, you know, will determine if the Rangers are even contenders going into September.
Who's most likely to win the division?
Well, probably Houston. You know, they're going to get Verlander back at some point. You know, they are scoring runs. So, you know, they've made some help themselves. So I would think at this point they'd have to be considered the favorite.
All right. Before we let you go, Eric, we got to know. As you go into this epic weekend, can't wait for the stories next week. But what you drinking, what you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is the next few weeks, the Rangers can't win a playoff spot in the next few weeks, but they can lose one. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, so it's crucial that the Rangers keep their heads above water. You know, we've been saying that all year. You know, they've got to stay close. They've got to stay close. Well, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you know, they've got an opportunity to stay close or get eliminated if they don't stay close. So I think it really, really is crucial. And what I'm drinking here in Calicoon, New York, is Diet Coke. I'm trying to not drink alcohol this weekend. I think it would get completely out of hand. So I'm sticking with the caffeine from the diet beverages.
For now, anyway. Tear them up.
Find it as a mixer, Eric. It'll be a fine. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at the Calicoon Brewing Company right off this porch, though. Looks pretty good.
Right on, dude. Well, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Nadel with you here on 105.3 The Fan as we segue now into what you're drinking, what you're thinking. It's brought to you by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. We have gone around this broadcast table. Alec, before we get to the phones, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, my man?
All right. Right now, I am hydrating, drinking some water because my dad got me some tickets in the all-you-can-eat section for the game tonight. So you already know on National Beer Day. That cooler is going to feel me. That cooler is going to feel me tonight.
Oh,
so,
I bet it will.
Yeah, all the brewskis are going to be crushed, so I'm trying to hydrate ahead of time. But what I'm thinking right now is indirectly sports-related, but I'm thinking that you guys killed it out there in Oxnard this week, and as much as I wish I was out there at the Rudder Room with y'all, I did really enjoy the coverage that you guys were providing this week. It was a good time. It was great content getting to sit here and listen to all of it. Nobody does it like the fans. So, thanks, you know, keep up the hard work that you guys do, and one of the hardest working shows that I've ever been a part of. So it's been a good time, and I appreciate what you guys do for us.
Right on. Well, thank nice you, job sir, this week, yeah. Young Medford. Okay, who's first up here on the phone lines?
All right, our first caller that has been on hold for 20 minutes now because he is a true Tolo. It is Polo in Garland. Polo, you're in the nation.
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday to you.
Cheers. Thank
you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, got you, bro. Here.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I had a heart attack month before last, so I'm just not getting back to drinking. I'm on a little 1800 coconut with some strawberry lemonade. I got it at Walmart a little while ago. My girlfriend wants me to make pink panties tomorrow, so I got that in the Captain Morgan.
okay.
I start grilling this morning. I got my brisket on there. I've been having it since 9 this morning. I got to flip it over and maybe like 30, 45 minutes. I got some ribs out there. I got my corn out there. Now, what I'm thinking is, fellas, like I told y'all about the Mavericks losing and the Stars and everything a couple weeks ago, I don't even have any hope in the Cowboys because Gavin even broke my heart a few minutes ago. He didn't say Super Bowl. He was just talking about getting to the NFC Championship game. Now, what I'm thinking about, fellas, is when Simone Biles won the gold a couple days ago, that little Chinese girl walked by her. And I'm hoping that she didn't start a national incident. What if it had been funny if the Chinese girl had hit Simone Biles? You think we would have went to war with China right there? What do you think, Gavin? I love you guys. Bye.
Salute. There he goes, Polo. Thanks, and Garland.
Love you,
man,
Polo.
Man, he's had a big couple of months, hasn't he? Heart
he
attack.
Good for him bouncing back, man.
I hope the cardiologist has got part of the party. I hope the cardiologist is coming over. Yeah.
I'm sure.
He got to celebrate it.
He got the lean brisket.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I do not think that would be cause for a world war with China.
I kind of feel, okay, you guys watch how they hug each other, like the opponents are, it's kind of like, it's like fake hugging.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, thank you, you know, but they're really, there's really not anything to, like, I'm really happy that you did well.
No.
It's very much the, oh, nice.
They barely touch. It's like fingertips. Yeah. Why do we even make him do that? They shouldn't feel the pressure to have to do that.
You know, it's like the girl from Brazil was kind of like, I'm really not interested in messing with, you know, that crew. Yeah,
I hear you. When you lose, it's a tough place to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you should have to fake like somebody at that time. Yeah. Who's next, Medford?
You know him. You love him. It is Kenny in Quinlan. Kenny, you're in the nation. What's up, buddy?
What
you drinking?
I'm drinking a frozen margarita with fresh watermelon and two shots of that rock and roll
tequila. Yes, sir. What you thinking?
I want to give a shout out to my G-Bag brothers and your family. Shout out to me amigo working at the Lake June Scrapyard in beautiful Box Springs, Texas.
There you go.
Shout out to hockey playing grandsons Landon and Maxson. What you thinking? Just turning 70, I was looking back at some of the things we used to do when we were kids that I kind of missed. Pogo sticks.
Mm-hmm.
How about pogo ball?
Yeah.
You ever had a pogo
Chinese
ball?
Yeah.
I've had an accidental pogo stick to the balls, and that's...
That's painful.
Chinese checkers. Huh. Jack-in-the-box tacos, and the big ones were called super tacos, and changed it to monster tacos, and the good old bonus jack, man. Miss it. Delicious. The roller skating rinks and the sock hops at the Twilight Skating Rink in Pleasant Grove and the Broadway in Mesquite. I saw the Southwest FOB at the Twilight, which was a one-hit wonder. The song they sang was called Feeling Groovy. Making out with the girls in the back seat of the old cars in the drive-ins and the bumper stickers on the Scooby-Doo vans. Don't come a-knocking if the van
is
a-rocking.
Vans are rocking. Yeah. That's right. Need to get one of those bumper stickers.
Yeah. I
mean. Don't kill my knocking if the vans are rocking.
Yeah, you should have had that on your Scooby-Doo van, Dawson.
Anything else, Kenny?
He gone.
There he goes. Kenny and Quinlan. That opens a line at 877-881-1053. We've heard from a couple of legends already here in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. And it's time now for another call. Alec, where are we going?
How about another legend? Tim in Carthage. What's up, man? You're in the nation.
Tim. Oh, hang on to your butts, boys. He might be taking shots here.
Okay, yeah, I know, Eric. I told you last night I might be a little bit classic Tim, and then I might be a little gentler, kinder Tim. Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to be a kinder Tim today.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, now, if you push my buttons like Gavin did Baskey this past week, you might fire me up a little bit. So just give me a shot. Just give me a shot. I'm drinking the margarita, and I have nothing but praise for the way you gentlemen have worked this week out there in Oxnard. No one gets in the barrel this week, even though, Gavin, I will say, you come close to pushing Mike Bassett's buttons the other day.
Sure
he did. Had a good old-fashioned shut-up warming up in the bullpen for you.
I was trying.
Yeah, you come real close. I think I sent you a text and told you. I said, son, you better back off. Now, I want y'all to know I love Dak. I love the 3 seconds can mean the world to a child. And I wish there was more athletes like that. And he's a winner with me no matter what. Now, Gavin, thank you for wearing the Carthage Bulldog cap and giving us a little love. Carthage is a wonderful town. Brian.
Go Dogs.
Son,
sir.
Brian.
Sir,
I am so sorry you're not going to be at Hurtado's next week so I can shake your hand. But our paths will cross one day. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know, Brian, I heard you today, and that was probably the best That was probably the best energy I've heard from you since the parade day.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
For the energy you brought to the show.
Thank you. Thank
you. Now, that brings me to my two boys. Well, first off, the kinder Tim wants you to give them girls a hug when you get home tonight. Mm-hmm. And the other Tim wants to know, what the hell is your problem going out to the beach in salt air and no sunscreen, getting your little asses fried all day long last weekend? That just ain't, well, as Forrest Gump's mama would say, stupid is stupid does. And that was just downright stupid.
Very stupid, Pappy. Very stupid. Won't make that mistake again.
There he goes, Tim in Carthage.
Classic.
Three calls, three legends here in the midst of what you're drinking and what you're thinking at 877-881-1053. Tim will keep me accountable.
He will. Yeah, he will.
Yeah. You know, if you venture sideways just a little bit too much, he'll let you know. You know, usually in what you're drinking and what you're thinking, but also he's a veteran of the 6 o'clock sound off, so we always appreciate hearing from Tim. Entertaining guy. Who's next, Alec?
You want to make it a clean sweep of legends?
Sure.
Black and Gold B, you're in the nation. Here we go.
Oh, Black and Gold.
Yeah, who that?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Evening. What up?
But I'm still driving home from work, so I'm just drinking a bottle of water right now. Mm. But as soon as I get home, I'm gonna crack open a cold Yingling Light. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about the past right now. Like, it's probably 30 years ago. We lived in Italy, Texas. On the weekends, my dad had his friends over. They're playing cards or dominoes. You know, they're doing what adults do, listening to music. But every now and then, my dad would holler at me and tell me to throw an album. And he'd always laugh because he knew it'd just be one of three albums I'm going to play. And probably about 75% of the time, it'd be this one Neil Young album. It's from like 1983, but he used a voice synthesizer, so it sounds like a robot. That's probably why I like it so much. So that's the song I'm going to recommend to the solos this weekend. It's called Sample and Hold, and it's by Neil Young. Hey, y'all have a safe flight home and a good weekend, fellas.
Thanks, bro.
There he goes, Black and Gold B with another musical recommendation.
Always got good music, yeah.
I know you jammed a Neil Young a lot back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah. I was a Neil guy. Yeah.
Old man, look at my love. I'm a lot like you.
Yeah, Neil Young, get it done, dear. Yeah. I mean, if you like don't have a good singing voice and you're still killing it, you know, you're a musician.
You could just like dress very poorly, kind of like Chief, and just kind of like, you know, have a guitar, dress poorly like Chief. And you could have a career.
Guy was like a musical genius.
He was.
Couldn't sing worth a
lick. Yeah.
No stage presence.
Found a way to play the hell out of that guitar.
He did, man. He did.
He looked cool, too.
He did look cool.
Okay, who's next?
All right, got a few more queued up here. We got Brady in Fort Worth. Brady, you're in the nation.
Fort Worth.
Hey, fellas. Sorry I'm not a legend, but I hope you guys are enjoying
your... Good, bro.
76 degrees Friday night. We're all melting over here.
We're enjoying it. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got like 3.5 real quick thoughts. One, I think Aaron Judge is going to hit 74 home runs, and I hope he is the best man at my wedding, even though he has not responded to my emails. Two, I think the Rangers are actually going to win the division. They're going to sneak in by half a game because I think Adolis Garcia is going to snap out of it and be the superhuman that he is. And three, I just want to say In-N-Out Hamburger is the best experience you're going to have at a fast food burger joint. And that's all I got for you. Oh, and what I'm drinking, just a glass of strawberry milk because it's the king of flavored dairy beverages. It's good for the mind and the soul, fellas.
There he goes.
I tell you what, man, he needs to take my job.
I think he's on the way to being a legend with a call like that.
That's a damn good call.
Brady.
Yeah.
Some strawberry milk.
Yeah.
That's how you get to what you're drinking, what you're thinking, career
but
started.
But milk in hot weather, not good. Makes your stomach sour. Kind of you could throw up. A lot of things going on.
I've come around on the milk, even in the hot weather, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it could tear you up.
Opens the line at 877-881-1053. I hope so, man. We need some good Rangers vibes going quickly.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Half game. How crazy would that last day be?
And Tank Lawrence was talking, definitely see ourselves holding up that Super Bowl trophy at the end of the year. That might have been the funniest quote of the day. I didn't know he had the comedic chops like that.
I didn't either. We had him for the entire season that one year, and we didn't get a lick of it.
Who's next, Medford?
Let's see. Nate in Arlington out in my neck of the woods. What's up, Nate?
Let's go, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
How's Ventura County treating you boys, Broadus?
Just well. Off the pontoon boat, hanging out with the family.
Oh, love the pontoon boat.
Little Joe Pool Lake action. What am I drinking? A little hand cramping cold Coors Light.
Let's go.
There we go.
Here's what I'm thinking, fellas. So, you know, that Romo's been getting a lot of love here lately on Twitter/X. If we do not re-sign Dak, will he be getting that same sort of love years down the road and we realize that we messed up?
I think that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Probably depends on which team he goes to. You know, I think he's the kind of player that with greatness around him, he can go as, you know, as far as anybody else. If he goes to a bad team with a poor line, can't run the ball, I think you'll end up with mid-teens interceptions. And, you know, people saying Dak couldn't get it done. But he's going to be a passenger on the bus. He's not going to be the main dude driving it and getting you there.
Has Dak divided fans more than Romo?
About the same.
You think it's the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit more, but Romo definitely got his as well. It was the same.
I know Romo
couldn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know?
I know Romo did, but man, I feel like the Dak is really just, it's either, hey, it's a yes or a no. A lot of yes or no there with
absolutely, yes. Yeah. Very, very polarizing. Both players have been. I think most NFL quarterbacks would be like that if you put them in the Cowboys.
Sure.
You know, only the absolute goats who could win so much that it would be beyond discussion, I think, would get stamped with approval. Anybody else, Medford?
Let's see. We got one more here. It's Leslie in Frisco. You're in the nation, Leslie.
Yo.
Evening.
Yo.
What you drinking, Leslie?
How you doing, guys? I'm a first-time caller. I was just calling. I had a few things to talk about. First thing is Paris Poo River. We just saw a story that Galveston has flesh-eating bacteria.
Mm.
That's kind of worrisome.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That's
terrible.
That's
probably
tough.
Didn't have an Olympics there.
Yeah. Next thing that's worrisome is I haven't heard one Cowboys player say we're all in. It's always Jerry. I don't hear that echoed in the locker room.
Okay. Mm.
Well, Tank hanging. He's holding up trophies, though. I think he's in. I think he's in there, Leslie. Don't you think? He's all in, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still kind of stiff-arming it. But,
okay. All right. All right.
I think you got a point.
Then the next thing is I just first-time caller. Enjoy hearing you guys every day. And getting ready for SummerSlam WWE. Let's go.
Right on. Enjoy that, Leslie.
Heck
been having
Leslie.
A lot of fun talking pro wrestling.
Thanks,
being around Hagee and stuff like that. Had a good Scott Steiner reference earlier on the show today. Big Papa Pump.
I think Medford and them do shows on the weekend and talk about the shows.
Yeah. He'll mix it in, Medford.
Medford will mix in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
New York is Diet Coke. I'm trying to not drink alcohol this weekend. I think it would get completely out of hand. So I'm sticking with the caffeine from the diet beverages.
For now, anyway. Tear them up.
Find it as a mixer, Eric. It'll be a fine. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm looking at the Calicoon Brewing Company right off this porch, though. Looks pretty good.
Right on, dude. Well, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Nadel with you here on 105.3 The Fan as we segue now into what you're drinking, what you're thinking. It's brought to you by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. We have gone around this broadcast table. Alec, before we get to the phones, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, my man?
All right. Right now, I am hydrating, drinking some water because my dad got me some tickets in the all-you-can-eat section for the game tonight. So you already know on National Beer Day. That cooler is going to feel me. That cooler is going to feel me tonight.
Ooh,
so,
I bet it will.
Yeah, all the brewskis are going to be crushed, so I'm trying to hydrate ahead of time. But what I'm thinking right now is indirectly sports-related, but I'm thinking that you guys killed it out there in Oxnard this week, and as much as I wish I was out there at the Rudder Room with y'all, I did really enjoy the coverage that you guys were providing this week. It was a good time. It was great content. Getting to sit here and listen to all of it. Nobody does it like the fans. So, thanks, you know, keep up the hard work that you guys do. And one of the hardest working shows that I've ever been a part of. So it's been a good time and appreciate what you guys do for us.
Right on. Well, thank nice you, job sir, this week, yeah. Young Medford. Okay, who's first up here on the phone lines?
All right, our first caller that has been on hold for 20 minutes now because he is a true Tolo. It is Polo in Garland. Polo, you're in the nation.
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday to you.
Cheers.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, got you, bro.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, I you guys know I told you I had a heart attack month before last, so I'm just not getting back to drinking. I'm on a little 1800 coconut with some strawberry lemonade. I got it at Walmart a little while ago. My girlfriend wants me to make pink panties tomorrow, so I got that in the Captain Morgan.
okay.
I start grilling this morning. I got my brisket on there. I've been having it since 9 this morning. I got to flip it over in maybe like 30, 45 minutes. I got some ribs out there. I got my corn out there. Now, what I'm thinking is, fellas, like I told y'all about the Mavericks losing the Stars and everything a couple weeks ago, I don't even have any hope in the Cowboys because Gavin even broke my heart a few minutes ago. He didn't say Super Bowl. He was just talking about getting to the NFC Championship game. Now, what I'm thinking about, fellas, is when Simone Biles won the gold a couple days ago, that little Chinese girl walked by her. And I'm hoping that she didn't start a national incident. What if it had been funny if the Chinese girl had hit Simone Biles? You think we would have went to war with China right there? What do you think, Gavin? I love you guys. Bye.
Salute. There he goes, Polo.
Thanks,
and Garland.
Polo. Love you,
man,
Polo.
He's had a big couple of months, hasn't he? Heart attack.
Good for him bouncing back, man.
I hope the cardiologist has got part of the party. I hope the cardiologist is coming over. Yeah.
I'm sure.
You got to celebrate it.
He got the lean brisket.
Yeah.
God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I do not think that would be cause for a world war with China.
I kind of feel, okay, you guys watch how they hug each other, like the opponents are, it's kind of like, it's like fake hugging.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, thank you, you know, but the really, there's really not anything to like, I'm really happy that you did well.
No.
It's very much the, oh, nice.
They barely touch. It's fingertips. Yeah. Why do we even make them do that? They shouldn't feel the pressure to have to do that.
You know, it's like the girl from Brazil was kind of like, I'm really not interested in messing with, you know, that crew. Yeah.
I hear you. When you lose, it's a tough place to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you should have to fake like somebody at that time. Yeah. Who's next, Medford?
You know him. You love him. It is Kenny in Quinlan. Kenny, you're in the nation. What's up, buddy?
What
you drinking?
I'm drinking a frozen margarita with fresh watermelon and two shots of that rock and roll tequila.
Yes, sir. What you thinking?
I want to give a shout out to my G-Bag brothers and your family. Shout out to me amigo working at the Lake June Scrapyard in beautiful Box Springs, Texas.
There you go.
Shout out to hockey playing grandsons, Landon and Maxson. Yeah, what you thinking? Well, just turning 70, I was looking back at some of the things we used to do when we were kids that I kind of missed. Pogo sticks.
How about pogo ball?
Yeah.
You ever had a pogo
Chinese
ball?
Yeah. Checkers. I've had an accidental pogo stick to the balls, and that's
that's painful.
Chinese checkers. Huh. Jack in the Box tacos, and the big ones were called Super Tacos, and changed it to Monster Tacos, and the good old Bonus Jack, man. Miss it. Delicious. The roller skating rinks and the sock hops at the Twilight Skating Rink at Pleasant Grove and the Broadway in Mesquite. I saw the Southwest FOB at the Twilight, which was a one-hit wonder. The song they sang was called Feeling Groovy. Making out with the girls in the back seat of the old cars in the drive-ins and the bumper stickers on the Scooby-Doo vans. Don't come a knocking if the van is rocking.
That's right. Need to get one of those bumper stickers.
Yeah, man.
Don't come a knocking if the vans are rocking.
Yeah, you should have had that on your Scooby-Doo van, Dawson.
Anything else, Kenny? There he goes. Kenny in Quinlan. That opens a line at 877-881-1053. We've heard from a couple of legends already here in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. It's time now for another call. Alec, where are we going?
How about another legend? Tim in Carthage. What's up, man? You're in the nation.
Tim. Oh, hang on to your butts, boys. He might be taking shots here.
Okay, yeah, I know, Eric. I told you last night I might be a little bit classic Tim, and then I might be a little gentler, kinder Tim. Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to be a kinder Tim today.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, now, if you push my buttons like Gavin did Baskey this past week, you might fire me up a little bit. So just give me a shot. I'm drinking the margarita, and I have nothing but praise for the way you gentlemen have worked this week out there in Oxnard. No one gets in the barrel this week, even though, Gavin, I will say, you come close to pushing Mike Bassett's buttons the other day.
Sure
he did. Had a good old-fashioned shut-up warming up in the bullpen for you.
I was trying.
Yeah, you come real close. I think I sent you a text and told you. I said, son, you better back off. Now, I want y'all to know I love Dak. I love the 3 seconds can mean the world to a child. And I wish there was more athletes like that. And he's a winner with me no matter what. Now, Gavin, thank you for wearing the Carthage Bulldog cap and giving us a little love. Carthage is a wonderful town. Brian.
Good dogs.
Son, sir. Brian.
Sir.
I am so sorry you're not going to be at Hurtado's next week so I can shake your hand. But our paths will cross one day. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know, Brian, I heard you today, and that was probably the best energy I've heard from you since the parade day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
For the energy you brought to the show.
Thank you. Thank
you. Now, that brings me to my two boys. Well, first off, the kinder Tim wants you to give them girls a hug when you get home tonight. And the other Tim wants to know, what the hell is your problem going out to the beach in salt air and no sunscreen, getting your little asses fried all day long last weekend? That just ain't, well, as Forrest Gump's mama would say, stupid is and stupid does. And that was just downright stupid.
Very stupid, Pappy. Very stupid. Won't make that mistake again.
There he goes, Tim in Carthage.
Classic.
Three calls, three legends here in the midst of What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Tim will keep me accountable.
He will. He will.
Yeah. You know, if you venture sideways just a little bit too much, he'll let you know. Usually in What You Drinking and What You Thinking, but also he's a veteran of the 6 o'clock sound off, so we always appreciate hearing from Tim. Entertaining guy. Who's next, Alec?
You want to make it a clean sweep of legends?
Sure.
Black and Gold B, you're in the nation. Here we go.
Oh, Black and Gold.
Yeah, who that?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Evening. What up?
But I'm still driving home from work, so I'm just drinking a bottle of water right now. But as soon as I get home, I'm going to crack open a cold Yingling Light. And I'm thinking about the past right now. Like, it's probably 30 years ago. We lived in Italy, Texas.
on the weekends, my dad had his friends over. They're playing cards or dominoes. You know, they're doing what adults do, listening to music. But every now and then, my dad would holler at me and tell me to throw on an album. And he'd always laugh because he knew it would just be one of three albums I was going to play. And probably about 75% of the time, it would be this one Neil Young album. It's from, like, 1983, but he used a voice synthesizer, so it sounds like a robot. That's probably why I liked it so much. So that's the song I'm going to recommend to the solo this weekend. It's called Sample and Hold, and it's by Neil Young. Hey, y'all have a safe flight home and a good weekend, fellas.
Thanks, bro.
There he goes, Black and Gold B with another musical recommendation.
Always got good music, yeah.
I know you jammed to Neil Young a lot back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah. I was a Neil guy.
Yeah. Old man, look at my love. I'm a lot like you.
Yeah, Neil Young, get it done, dear. Yeah. I mean, if you like don't have a good singing voice and you're still killing it,
yeah,
you know, you're a musician.
You could just like dress very poorly, kind of like Chief, and just kind of like, you know, have a guitar, dress poorly like Chief. And you could have a career.
Guy was like a musical genius.
He was.
Couldn't sing worth a lick.
No stage presence.
Yeah. Found he must a way have to play the hell out of that guitar.
He did, man. He did.
He looked cool, too.
He did look cool.
Okay, who's next?
All right, got a few more queued up here. We got Brady in Fort Worth. Brady, you're in the nation.
Fort Worth.
Hey, fellas. Sorry I'm not a legend, but I hope you guys are enjoying your 76 degrees Friday night. We're all melting over here.
We're enjoying it. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got like 3.5 real quick thoughts. One, I think Aaron Judge is going to hit 74 home runs, and I hope he is the best man at my wedding, even though he has not responded to my emails. Two, I think the Rangers are actually going to win the division. They're going to sneak in by half a game. Because I think Adolis Garcia is going to snap out of it and be the superhuman that he is. And three, I just want to say, In-N-Out Hamburger is the best experience you're going to have at a fast food burger joint. And that's all I got for you. Oh, and what I'm drinking, just a glass of strawberry milk because it's the king of flavored dairy beverages. It's good for the mind and the soul, fellas.
There he goes.
I tell you what, man, he needs to take my job.
I think he's on the way to being a legend with a call like that. Brady,
that's a damn nice good call. Brady. Yeah.
Some strawberry milk.
Yeah.
That's how you get a what you're drinking, what you're thinking career
started. But milk in hot weather, not good. Makes your stomach sour. It kind of, you could throw up. A lot of things going on.
I've come around on the milk, even in the hot weather, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it could tear you up.
Opens the line at 877-881-1053. I hope so, man. We need some good Rangers vibes going quickly.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Half game. How crazy would that last day be?
And Tank Lawrence was talking, definitely see ourselves holding up that Super Bowl trophy at the end of the year. That might have been the funniest quote of the day. I didn't know he had the comedic chops like that.
I didn't either. We had him for the entire season that one year, and we didn't get a lick of it.
Who's next, Medford?
Let's see. Nate in Arlington out in my neck of the woods. What's up, Nate?
Let's go, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
How's Ventura County treating you boys? Brought us just
doing well.
Off the pontoon boat, hanging out with the family.
Oh, love the pontoon boat.
Little Joe Full Lake action. What am I drinking? A little hand cramping cold Coors Light.
Let's go.
There we go.
Here's what I'm thinking, fellas. So, you know, that Romo's been getting a lot of love here lately on Twitter/X. If we do not re-sign Dak, will he be getting that same sort of love years down the road and we realize that we messed up?
I think that's a good question,
Nate.
Probably depends on which team he goes to. You know, I think he's the kind of player that with greatness around him, he can go as far as anybody else. If he goes to a bad team with a poor line, can't run the ball, I think you'll end up with mid-teens interceptions. And, you know, people saying Dak couldn't get it done. But he's going to be a passenger on the bus. He's not going to be the main dude driving it and getting you there.
Has Dak divided fans more than Romo?
About the same.
You think it's the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit more. But Romo definitely got his as well. It was the same
I know,
deal.
I know
the,
Romo.
They couldn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know?
I know Romo did. But, man, I feel like the Dak is really just, it's either, hey, it's a yes or a no. A lot of yes or no there with
absolutely yes, very very polarizing. Both players have been. I think most NFL quarterbacks would be like that if you put them in the Cowboys.
Sure,
you know, only the absolute goats who could win so much that it would be beyond discussion. I think would get stamped with approval. Anybody else, Medford?
Let's see. We got one more here. It's Leslie in Frisco. You're in the nation, Leslie.
Yo.
Evening.
Yo.
What you drinking, Leslie?
How you doing, guys? I'm a first-time caller. I was just calling. I had a few things to talk about. First thing is Paris Poo River. We just saw a story that Galveston has flesh-eating bacteria.
Mm.
That's kind of worrisome.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That's
terrible.
That's
probably
tough.
Didn't have an Olympics there.
Yeah. Next thing that's worrisome is I haven't heard one Cowboys player say we're all in. It's always Jerry. I don't hear that echoed in the locker room.
Okay.
Well, Tank hanging. He's holding up trophies, though. I think he's in. I think he's in there, Leslie. Don't you think? He's all in, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still kind of stiff-arming it. But,
okay. All right. All right.
I think you got a point.
Then the next thing is I just first-time caller. Enjoy hearing you guys every day. And getting ready for SummerSlam WWE. Let's go.
Right on. Enjoy that, Leslie.
Heck
been having
Leslie.
A lot of fun talking pro wrestling,
thanks,
being
Les.
Around Hagee and stuff like that. Had a good Scott Steiner reference earlier on the show today. Big Papa Pump.
I think Mefford and them do shows on the weekend and talk about the shows.
Yeah. He'll mix it in, Medford.
Medford will mix in. So listen to them on the weekend. They'll give you some wrestling stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, we do have a couple of baseball segments coming up. We're going to catch up with Jared Sandler, right, and talk Rangers-Red Sox with you. We had both Dak and Jerry talking football in the tennis courts just a couple of hours ago. The latest, Dak says he's not worried about his contract extension because he has confidence in his agent and the Cowboys front office. Jokes everywhere on Twitter with people saying, good to know somebody's got trust in the Cowboys front office. Mm-hmm. Jerry on contract talks, I would say we're talking. I would not have a legitimate progress point there at all, and I don't have one for CeeDee Lamb either, and that's not negative. I'm just not thinking that it will do any good to talk about progress. So he gave you a classic Jerry non-answer. Did not sound too concerned about the attendance appearing to be down at training camp. There's just so much to what's going on here that hasn't been something that should concern us. I actually like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's who cares about the fans in Oxnard, right? Attendance-wise, of course, everybody loves the fans here, but we're not going to be preoccupied with it because we got football stuff to
They're
take
nice
care
to
of.
Us yeah. when we talk to them, yeah.
Maybe that's a shift in perspective, like, if you can't take your eye off a business in your 80s and just put all of it towards winning a Super Bowl, I don't know if there's any hope for us. Dak said, though, that Jalen Tolbert was the guy who spent the most time with him this offseason, and he said typically whoever is that guy has had a great season going all the way back to Cedric Wilson.
Love it.
So
the Dak yard, where legends are built.
Well, I mean, it's early, and we've seen guys stand out at camp before and not do much during the season, but the proof is in the pudding to this point. It's paid off for him.
It's looking good.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 4 hours down, a half hour to go, and we'll catch up with Jared Sandler talking Rangers baseball with them. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30 here in the Nation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.